Wasay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Wasay, how did you feel when you read that email and what was being asked of you?
Actually, I was feeling that this email was in response of an email which I sent to Mr. Dan 6 weeks ago. The email which I sent, it was 4th of September. On that email, I asked Mr. Graham, if Glenn Graham, if he had time, we should get together and have a coffee and just chat about our campaign, which it is normal with these candidates. They sit and they chat and they talk about their experience of campaign. And I asked Mr. Dan, if you have time, please get together and we have a coffee and chat. I never got a response of that email. And 6 weeks later, when I opened my email, and I got a kind of a strange response from Mr. Dan, and that was shocking to me.
So you were expecting something completely different?
Of course, yes. I thought maybe it is the response of my email, but it was 6 weeks later.
So I'm just going to read out the email and say, so that everybody knows what we're talking about. You can find this email on 570news.com. It's posted on our homepage right there. The email from Dan Glenn Graham says, "Hi, Wasay. I hope you have enjoyed your campaign, but I would encourage you to consider supporting Dan Graham as he is close to winning, and unless you have covered all the doors in your ward, a victory at this time is unlikely for you. If you agree, please call Dan Graham. And also advise the city clerk today as the advance vote starts tomorrow. All the best." Signed, Dan. So are you continuing with your campaign?
Of course, yes.
So this this has not changed anything with your campaign then?
Not at all.
Which email was used to send you that email, Wasay?
The same email which I sent the 6 weeks ago on 4th of September, it was the reply of that email. If you want, I have a screenshot of that, because yesterday I just got the last email which was sent to me, but I didn't send the original one which I sent, and that was the email shows that it is the reply of that email. If you want, I can send the screenshot of that too.
Yeah, you can send that to me, Eric at 570news.com, when you get a chance. I'm just, the reason why I asked that question is because was this Mr. Glenn Graham's personal email? Was this his campaign email? Was this his Kitchener.ca email? Which email did it come from?
It is his personal email.
His personal email. Okay.
Yes. With his picture.
Okay. Wasay, has this at all turned you off of politics, or have you kind of, you know, thought to yourself, oh boy, here we go, you know, the dirty game's kind of starting right now?
Not at all. Even it makes me stronger, because I want politics and politicians be accountable. They should be transparent. Nowadays, I feel in some of the houses when I went and I knock, I feel some people just clearly say that they hate politicians. The reason of their hate is this kind of matters, because some people that just they publicize one thing, they market one item, and they sell another thing behind the scene. So I want to clear that this kind of deals should go away from politics, and people should trust their representatives. Representatives must be accountable, must be transparent.
All right. Wassay, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
Wassay Rahimi right there. He's a candidate for Ward 2 in the city of Kitchener. We now go to Dan Glenn Graham, who's a candidate for mayor of the city of Kitchener. Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. I'm good. Thank you.
Have you had a chance to speak with Mr. Rahimi yet? It's been a few hours now since the news this morning.
Yes, I have, and good for him for bringing this forward. I absolutely agree with him 100%.
Dan, did you write that email?
No, and I do apologize, and I've apologized to Wassay, and so I agree with his principles. And, you know, I don't know if, I'm sorry, I just called in here, so I didn't hear Wassay's conversation, but Wassay and I, I've supported Wassay from day one. In the campaign, I was at his home and trying to help him with his campaign strategy. And so I think he's a great candidate and certainly support him in his bid. There's no way I would want to see him resign.
Do you know who sent the email?
At this point, it's not clear to me. So no, I don't. But we need to deal with that internally.
You have said that it's one of your staffers, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so have you had a chance to speak with this person? Is the person still on your campaign staff?
So I haven't had a chance to speak to anyone except my campaign manager this morning. And no, I will commit to not having the person on the team for the rest of the campaign.
Okay, you are committing to that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this normal, Dan, for people on your campaign staff to have access to send emails on your behalf, because that email is signed Dan? So just wondering if people on your campaign staff have access, and if they do, why is that?
Yes, people have access to my email so that I can keep on top of things. And no, as far as I understand, no other emails have gone out like this at all to anyone on my behalf.
So this isn't something, as an example, you know, something that you've been telling people to do or anything like that, to stand on your behalf?
So I've not, and the guidelines that we had in the campaign are to run a clean campaign. That's all we said up front, that we want to keep it, you know, take the high road, but there was no indication at all that we needed to get into, you know, don't send an email on my behalf that would, you know, encourage another candidate kind of thing. So I appreciate how this looks, and I do apologize to public because Wassay is right. You know, it does bring politics into disrepute. This is not the kind of thing that we need. We need a public service above reproach.
Was this email sent from your personal account, Dan?
It's sent from my campaign iPhone, yes.
Okay, so you have a separate iPhone just for your campaign?
We bought it for the campaign, and it's been shared amongst the team for it during the campaign.
Okay. One of the questions that has come up, Dan, is we heard the news that James Rhodes dropped out of the race to endorse you, and a lot of people have been asking the question, this happened on the same day. Did you approach James Rhodes to...
I did. No, not at all. I did not approach James at all.
Okay.
I haven't, no, not in no way, shape, or form. All I would say about that is that I've had friendly chats with Peter Martin. How's it going? James Rhodes, bumped into him at a retirement home and during debates. In no way did we talk about collaboration, strategy. All we talked about was the messaging about, you know, what we were talking about that day with the seniors or the debate. There was never any discussion around combining efforts or anything like that.
We're on the line with Dan Glenn Graham. He is a mayoral candidate for the city of Kitchener. Now, Dan, while you've said you've helped the Dan Graham campaign, you've indicated you have never discussed aligning campaigns with anyone else. It has come to our attention here that you've approached at least two candidates running in this election. How would you respond to that?
I approached people before they were candidates before the election was underway, is what I would say to that. And what I would say is also there's people that are aligned with me in terms of philosophy, but I've not asked anyone else to give up any kind of run or anything like that.
And you mentioned that you did have a chance to speak with Wasay Rahimi this morning since the news. How did he respond to that?
Wasay is a gentleman, and so he said, this is upsetting to me, and I agreed. And I said, look, this is something that was a shock to me. I got up this morning, saw a Facebook post with an email, and I said, I'm sorry, Wasay. I apologize to you, and you know, this is something that obviously is upsetting to you. Good for you for bringing it forward, and good luck in your run. You bring a lot to the table in terms of diversity. You're a great candidate. And that's what I said to him from day one.
From a prevention standpoint, Dan, for something like this to not happen again, because I really think that this type of thing is one of the reasons, if not one of the major reasons, why people get disenchanted with politics. Would you agree with that? How do we prevent something like this from happening again?
How do we prevent? Well, all I would say is that I agree. I mean, for me, I'm naive enough to think that the ground rules, you know, we're fine to say let's run a clean campaign. And so I think cleaner or more clear guidelines within the campaign would be important there. Beyond that, everything should be on the public record, and so, you know, any discussions, that kind of thing, if they go on during a campaign, it's, hi, how's it going? If you want to be aligned with, you know, if you think that we're, you know, a good team, that kind of thing, that's one thing, but to encourage someone to not run is entirely different. So that's my position on that. There's all kinds of people that, you know, support each other during a campaign, whether it's regional, like, you know, people have to, I have the opportunity to talk to people from regional council, from regional chair, trustee. So absolutely, I think that there's people I'm more closely aligned with, but that doesn't mean that we should ever try and discourage anyone else from being in the race. And just to be clear again, I didn't know James Rhodes before the race, and the other gentleman that I bumped into at the seniors home, I can't remember his name, Slavko, I think, he and I spoke as well there, but it was about how is it going. We discussed, you know, the challenges in the campaign, and it was a friendly conversation. So I did speak to him as well, but just to be clear, it was just about how it's going.
Dan, the email says that it says, I would encourage you to consider supporting Dan Graham as he is close to winning. And unless you have covered all the doors in the ward, victory at this time is unlikely for you. How would you or the staffer know that somebody is close to winning? I mean, there's still a week left in the campaigning, the vote. I mean, I know advance polls have started, but how would anybody know that somebody is close to winning?
There's no way to know. Absolutely no way to know that.
So that's just something that somebody's throwing out there without actually knowing.
Of course not. There's no anecdote. There's no objective evidence of that. Wasay could be doing really well. Mm-hmm. There's a tight race. I think there's six candidates there. So yeah, all of them have a shot.
Dan, did you consider buying a BlackBerry campaign phone, not an iPhone?
I did, and so we went with an iPhone.
You went with an iPhone. You like the iPhone. That's okay. The passport's quite good. I'm just letting you know. I got the new passport. So
yeah, I mean, I'm a BlackBerry fan. I certainly, you know, we thought about that, and from a functionality point of view, we looked at the iPhone. So
all right, Dan, I want to thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. All the best.